It is time for another weekend edition of Mike McFeely Outdoors and the Mighty 790 KFGO on this wonderful Saturday morning, May 17th, 2014. And think about that, by the way. What? It's almost the end of May, Doug Lear.
No. Yes, it's only May 17th. 24th. You got 2 weeks left of May. What's this glass half empty McFeely? It's Saturday. It's sunny. It's warming up. It's a beautiful weekend.
Next thing you know, it's Memorial Day weekend, which it is next weekend. The next thing you know, it's 4th of July. Then the kids are back in school. Then it's snowing.
Oh, gosh. We finally hit 70 degrees. We finally start warming up, and you're already going back to school shopping.
All that means is the snow is one day closer. That's all it means. The weather's
been so... Your neighbors love you, huh?
You know, funny, we had two of our neighbors move out in the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure if it's because of me, or I guess I'm taking the blame, but
you're taking the heat for that, huh?
I will. I hope that's not the case. I think I'm not that bad of a neighbor. I cut my grass every month at least once. I mean, come on.
What else do you need, folks?
It's exactly right, folks.
What else do you need? Any turkeys left in your neighborhood?
Oh, lots of them.
Are they?
I took Emma to school the other day, and as we're driving down 11th Street by that cemetery just north of the Crystal Sugar Plant, there were probably 7 toms by the side of the road, and I only saw one hen. Maybe there was 2, but
those toms
were—they had the fans were out, and the chests were pumped out, and the colors on their little thing on their neck was all. And Emma was like, "Wow, Dad, look at all those boy turkeys! They're all." Said, yeah, Emma, they're trying to impress the ladies. What they're trying to do. She goes, I've never seen that before. So you'll see it a lot more for the rest of your life.
The reality. And nature is, wildlife is a very good teacher to nature, but that's neither here nor there, Mike.
No. Now, let's change the subject. I'm getting a little uncomfortable here.
So am I. We were at the zoo. We're at the Wahpeton Zoo last summer.
Okay.
And there's 2 turtles. And this is God honest. And my wife's like, what are those turtles doing? And my son, Mom, they're mating. And Mom's like, oh, let's go find the kangaroos. No, don't find the kangaroos. I mean,
yeah.
That's what's going on. It's springtime.
Well, yes,
it's the spring of the year. And fish are spawning, animals are mating, and spring is here. Finally, it feels like that outside for a change, too.
One of the neighbor kids last week, or a couple weeks ago it was talking with me in the driveway. We were just, BSing. And the kid goes, hey, those 2 robins are fighting. And I said, yes, they're fighting. So anyway.
And that's, one of the educational aspects of that is, though, beyond the mating season in the springtime of the year, and I've been getting so many phone calls on geese nesting and duck nesting, and things are going to be starting hatching out pretty soon. In fact, I'll be betting here in our backyard, not like my personal backyard, around this area, we should start hearing or seeing maybe a gosling hatching out pretty soon and seeing some of those little heads. And there was a story earlier this week about a goose nest near a bank in South Fargo.
Yes, Starian Financial.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah, and people were, really connecting with that. And the reality is, when these eggs hatch out, that not every duckling and not every gosling is going to live. Not every egg. Some of the eggs might not hatch out.
What?
And that's one real frustration that I have is, get it, love nature, enjoy nature. You got a front row seat, you got HD right there, live in person in front of you. But understand that not every egg is going to hatch. And the last chick to hatch out might get trampled to death, might not get fed by mom because the bigger ones and the ones that hatch out, the eggs that were laid first and the chicks and the goslings and the ducklings that hatch out first are going to get the most food. They might trample the little brother or little sister. They might steal the food from them. And I'll get these phone calls and, I can't believe they're leaving that one behind. Let's do something for it. I'm like, they get left behind.
That's
they
nature.
Yep.
Well, and the way that me and my buddies golf at Village Green, and the way we always measure how summer is progressing or spring is progressing is that lots of mallards nested on golf courses. And lots of geese nest on golf courses and such. And you'll see all kinds of clutches of mallards, little babies, when they first hatch. And the mother has, let's say, 12 hatchlings.
Yep.
Following around the ponds. Yep. Oh, look how cute they are. They can barely get up the bank. And about a week later, there's maybe 9.
Yep.
Then 2 weeks later, there's maybe 6 left. And then a week later, there's 3 left. And the next thing you know, she's got 1 or 2 ducklings following her around as they're growing.
Yep.
And it's like, sorry. I mean, it's a sad story if you're the one that's not around anymore. But that's the way nature works. That's why she has 12 in the first place, is because if only 1 or 2 survive, then that's the way they propagate the species.
You just got an A in biology right there.
Thank you.
Because when people express that frustration, like, well, this one's dead and that one's dead and there's only one left. And you go, nature has it figured out. As you meant, that's why they laid 12 eggs. If all 12 of those ducklings would survive till next fall, you would then be expressing the frustration for all the ducks and geese. People have goose problems on their property near stormwater retention ponds. Mm-hmm. They call and complain about the... Now I'm going to shift gears, Mike, because let's go from biology to wildlife management.
Okay.
Is people call and express their frustration over all the geese in their backyard from their stormwater retention ponds. Why are they there? Because there's water there. And that's just the way it's going to happen. So you're going to have goslings, you're going to have geese. And after geese eat, they excrete the waste products. And you have goose poop in your backyard.
Yes. Oh, and geese have, this is a whole different, again, going to different, the geese have completely adapted to man and backyards and golf courses and stormwater retention ponds. Yep. They have thrived because of us.
Yep.
Because they can walk up in your backyard by the stormwater retention pond and stuff their bellies with a bunch of easy food and easy access to water and food. That's why there's 10 zillion of them.
And it's interesting in human sociology in that in May, they're hoping all those little baby, those yellow goslings, cute they are. Yep. Oh, that one died. And then 3 months later, they're going, I wish all these geese would be gone.
Dead.
Yeah, okay.
Can you round them up and put them out in Stutzman County and make them somebody else's problem, please?
I've done that.
I know you have.
I've done that. And you talk about some of the most, if you got to take a break, I'll tell you, it was one of the most miserable experiences a guy can have.
We'll talk about that next. We'll also talk, by the way, talking about the propagation of wildlife. Everybody wants all these ducklings and everything else to survive. But what also thrives if there is an abundance of food? What else is going to show up in cities? What else is going to show up in backyards if you have nice little tasty Cornish game hens walking around on 2 webbed feet? What likes to, I don't know, eat those things? Would it be things that you'd want in your backyard, or would it be, I wouldn't mind it, but would it be,
oh no, there's a coyote in my backyard.
Oh my God, there's varmints. Get rid of these varmints. Doug Lear, come and save me. They're going to eat my children. No, they're
eating right
ducks that are in our backyards. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors. When we come back, the story, the most miserable story of Doug Lear's biological career, life, whatever. That's next on KFGO. It's a good thing. Rain makes corn. Corn makes